Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
In the first heat of the Sprint Championship, he sits in front and going further ahead. Buckle up, Wes is going to blitz them by, oh, down to the post. He's won it by 13 lengths.
Now, on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Time to look back at the week that was in greyhound racing and tell us all about the action for the week. It's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, a couple of interesting races in Hobart to kick us off on Thursday night. We had the Youngstar Classic Series. Opening race on the card, Rod Rainsley scored here with Maddie's Intention.
Yeah, ever since the dog came here, he's had three runs. He began well each time, does everything right. He found the lead straight away and ran 26.44. Don't think he's destined for great heights, but he will certainly go through the low grades because his manners are perfect.
Now, in race number two, it was the first heat of the Youngstar Classic. No surprise to see Ted Medhurst in the winner's circle.
No, Ted won both heats. There were only five runners in both heats. There's been a bit of kennel cough around, which got rid of a couple of the main chances. But Get It Right was excellent in winning the first of those Youngstar heats. Ran 26.21, and the only real surprise was the fact that it overpowered Ireland's Force late in the race, because Ireland's Force, as we know, is very, very strong. She got rid of Buckle Up Fletch turning for home, and then Get It Right got over the top of her. So, yeah, very, very impressive young bitch.
And Star Chambers' winning form continued, making it 3 out of 6.
Yes, and as good as Get It Right looks to be, Star Chamber looks to be much better again. He's a real star in the making. Only had a handful of starts, a 26-second neat run in the heat. Not many dogs run that so early in their career. Boston Heart was pretty good running second, all accolades to the winner there. And having drawn box eight, you would think he'll go around a clear-cut favourite in the final.
Now, last week we mentioned the kennel performances of the Alan Anderson Prive, and he was to the fore again this week. He seems to come good this time of the year.
Yes, he does. He's getting out of control, isn't he? He had a double last Thursday night. This Thursday night gone, he's had three winners, Lashing Polly, Blue Tam and Cut 'Em Down, and very nearly made it four with Lashing Phil going down in a photo in race 10. Yeah, good to see Alan having such a golden run right at the moment.
And Lashing Polly, that second behind Crystal Innings, put the riding on the wall to say a win wasn't too far away, and it stepped up from the 2.78 to the 4.61 and had notched up its first win. It's only had the five outings. A little bit of a future for it.
Look, she's only an average greyhound in all fairness. She started life late. You know, she didn't race till she was nearly 2.5. Look, she'll win a few low grades because she's got the good manners, but as far as progressing up the chain, she'd need to lift the game a little bit.
Well, Blue Tam made it back-to-back wins with its victory, having won in Hobart the week before.
Well, he's actually been a revelation, and he is a much, much better dog than Lashing Polly. He's had three runs for Alan, last three runs for three wins, and he franked that form on Thursday night by blitzing another field at Launceston on Monday. He's really come good.
And Cut 'Em Down in the last, very consistent with 7 seconds to go with its one victory prior to Thursday night, but it had been working up to a win, a third, a second, and finally got there in the last.
Yeah, look, he's a funny dog. There's a big gap between his best and his worst, but his two wins have both been at Hobart, both from similar draws, 3 and 4, and each time he has won, he's looked pretty good.
Pat Howard's winning run continued also with Winkley Rose going back-to-back.
Yes, Winkley Rose. Matter of fact, they got a double with Winkley Rose leading all the way from a very suitable box eight. And then later on, Winkley Bent, who's probably the best dog in their kennel, I would think. He's won 6 races on the northern tracks, but that was his first win in 11 runs at Hobart. But the way he got to the line, I don't think it'll be his last.
Now, speaking of a kennel in form, Steve Hutt, Red Nitro, back in the winner's list again.
Yes, greyhound with perfect manners, loves the U-turn track, and beat a really, really good grade 3 field to get that. Good Question was really strong running second. He won't be far off another win for Rod Rainsley.
And Pat Ryan had a tremendous performance with Slash's King.
Yeah, very lightly raced since he came to Tasmania. He did really well in the Country Derby heat before virtually falling in the final. His run at Hobart was his first race run. He didn't begin all that well, but he showed great mid-race burst and won running away in 26.24. Yeah, pretty impressive dog.
Don't Pinch put the riding on the wall recently at Devonport with a close third to Rip and Tear. It was only beaten 2 lengths, and it was able to take out race number 10.
Yeah, he did. Look, he's another dog. He's a bit hard to follow. He's good is pretty good, and he's bad is awful. but he just got there at the right time and wouldn't have wanted to be much further, and Lashenfield would have got him. But, yeah, Don't Pinch is a good little earner.
Launceston on Monday night. Classic Joel got the night off to a flying start for Anthony Bullock.
Yes, I'm not quite sure how that happened, to tell you the truth. Classic Joel's four runs before Monday night were about as pedestrian as you would ever see. I thought he was odds-on favourite to Dire Maiden, but just shows you how much I know. He won in pretty good fashion. If he keeps that up, he'll win again.
Yeah, we mentioned So Far Away last week by Dynatron from Salt and Swing, saying how it was bred in the purple. Well, it showed that another winning performance is not too far away, making it 2 out of 2.
Yep. I mean, what we need to see is, can So Far Away run further than 300? And look, the way it hits the line, I'd say she will. But her short course win at Hobart, then followed up by Monday night, and the time was pretty good, 16.18, much quicker than the other division. You'd say that she's very promising, and on breeding, she's entitled to be pretty good.
Mystic Devil made it 2 out of 3 on the track for Jared Donaldson.
Yep, good to see. Jared loves his dogs. They don't have very many runners. Won well at this trip, then got knocked over at this trip, and then won well again, giving Super Loud probably 4 length start over 278, which is not easy to do.
There was Buckle Up Wears on the injured list, unfortunately. Hell Yeah Bolt stepped up to the plate in the invitation.
He did. Box 7 wasn't exactly where he wanted to be, but he had a lot on that field. He worked his way into third spot around the first turn. Pipstar, you know, really got back to the old Pipstar form, which was good to see. But, you know, the champ sat on her and ended up running her down by 2 1/4.
First leg of the quaddie, Miss Somebody's form in Launceston has been solid. She'd won 3 out of 11 prior to Monday night. Now she's won 4 out of 12.
Yeah, look, she's a very good all-round bitch for Susan Gittis, because she's very smart at the middle distances and she can sprint as well. She really hit the line hard. She gave the leader, Helia Razor, a very big start mid-race. She was probably 6 or 7 lengths off him, halfway down the back, and again, she won running away by 3 1/4.
Speaking of good records, Good Odds Demon took full advantage of the red box, made it 8 out of 14 in Tassie.
Yeah, if he keeps drawing the red box, that record will get even better too, because he's only a little tacker. He's only 27 kilos, or 27.8 for a male dog, which is, you know, on the real small side. But what he lacks in size, he's got in fight and heart. And he hit the line very strongly and upset what was nearly another win for Alan Anderson with Lashing Illusion.
And Dark Spider showed that the second behind Despicable Lee was no fluke, with victory in the third leg of the quadrilla.
Yeah, look, there didn't look to be many leaders in that race, and Dark Spider ran to a big lead mid-race. And look, the 30-22 was a big improvement on what he'd been doing, and I'd say Robin Stocks has just found the key to this ex-mainlander and expect him to win again.
And Blue Tam made it 2 for the week. In fact, made it 3 in a row with victory on Monday.
Yeah, 3 for the fortnight, and 29.93 coming out of box 6. Terrific performance. Not sure how far this bloke will go, because it's hard to line up dogs that look so ordinary for their first 10 runs, and then he's just, you know, completely gone to another level. Let's hope that continues.
Rapidor was only having its second start in the state for Gary Johnson. Didn't take long to get into the winner's circle.
Yeah, look, again, I'm not sure how that won. Its form over its whole career here and in Victoria, it's 50-odd starts for 3 or 4 wins. Roxy Rhythm was in front, formerly a very good bitch. She's obviously not the dog she was. Jury's out on Rapidor, but the run was good Monday night.
Gary Johnson followed up in the last with JD Bear.
Yep, JD Bear's been running consistently in its 3 or 4 runs since it came here. That's the best it's begun on Monday night, and the 29.95 was a bit of a shock in that grade, but it just shows you that the dog's just really coming right, and I reckon Gary's going to have a bit of fun with it.
Well, you can have some fun with Buddy Good Boy, because it took out the first race at Devonport as the reserve runner, hitting the line strongly.
He did. He won at about 10.45 on Monday night, and then he won the first race at Devonport on Tuesday afternoon. Ex-Ted Medhurst Greyhound, he just had a couple of runs for Gary. Actually, only had a couple of runs for Ted. Look, in all fairness, there were 8 dogs in that race that I thought would never win a race, but luckily they all got in the one race at the one time. I know that sounds a bit harsh, but in fairness to Buddy Good Boy, I did actually like the way he ran to the line. He hit the line terrific, and if he can do that again, he'll win again. As for the others, not sure.
Looking for another field of 8 that looks the same as last Tuesday. The second race, there's a greyhound that hit the line hard, Terracotta Girl.
Yes, I thought she was just a leader, but she was very good Super Bowl that early. Amazing Harry got up to her and they had a bit of a bump on the home turn. And as they did, Terracotta Girl whipped underneath. But look, in all fairness, she was just too good. She hit the line in really strong fashion. 25.90 was pretty good.
Double Chance broke its maiden status in the third.
Yes, off box one, he looked like he'd get a trouble-free run, but it was far from that because all through the race, he missed the start slightly, but then he had a lot of trouble getting into the clear. When he did, he took out after the early leader, Top Line Tornado, and either way, the Stanford Dram won two, and Double Chance is definitely a better dog than Top Line Tornado.
In the fourth, it was Mountain Cuz who bounded home for Linda Nichols.
Yes, you don't see that many dogs on sand tracks come from last to win, and Mountain Cuz was about a length and a half last after they'd gone about 20 yards, but good overdue win for Lyndon Nichols. Came round the outside, albeit the meeting at Devonport on Tuesday was pretty bad. And whilst we're on that, the last week we had 8 races at Launceston. This week we had 8 races at Devonport. There are an unbelievable number of dogs trialling at the moment. I can't believe we're not getting full meetings. And people are just costing themselves money. So come on, trainers, get out there and fill these meetings up.
Pat Ryan filling up. Kirkby Lodge whipped around and out wide, hit the front, turning off the back and raced away for a convincing win in the first leg of the quaddie.
Yep, Pat Ryan's first run with Kirkby Lodge. He's been a good dog all along, but he just ruins his racing by being such a duffer out of the boxes. He's out of a terrific litter. Like, he beat his litter brother in Great Taylors, and Daniels Bay's another one, and Barnes Bay's another one. Very, very good litter of dogs. Kirkby Lodge has got as much ability as any of them. He's a wide runner that misses the start, so box 8 at Devonport was exactly where he wanted to be.
Winburn Loco was heavily backed in race number 6. Its former Devonport had the duck eggs up. Its overall form has won 3 and been placed 2 of 16 prior to Tuesday. But at Devonport, 7 starts, no wins, no seconds, no thirds. That's all changed after race 6.
Look, you look at its Launceston form and some of its wins have just been exceptional. I don't know whether they called it Winburn Loco because she's a bit loco, because she's a very strange dog, or because she's got a locomotive engine, because she's very quick. 25.64 was a pretty good run for a dog that hadn't run a place on the track. Look, box one, I think, was a big advantage to it. If ever the dog gets confidence in a field, it'll go on to a high level.
Speaking of times, Senior Slammer, race 7.
Yeah, another dog that you need to put on the psychiatrist's couch. When he leads, he is an exceptional talent, and he is good enough to win a race like the Devonport Cup, like 25.22. That's getting down to very, very serious. And he led Flash Innings by about 3 lengths, and like Flash Innings is probably one of the best beginners going around. The sky's the limit when he leads, but when he's not in front, you don't want to be on.
And then in the last, punters were flattened with the Anthony Bullock trained Hold On Coupe.
Well, they're probably more flattened by the performance of the hot favourite Cool Puppy. And without being smart, we did say that Cool Puppy's got a funny galloping action and his 3 wins have been all in front. When dogs with such actions get behind, they can be in a bit of trouble. Look, he missed the start, which is the first time he'd done that. And he did get shunted very wide mid-race. So I wouldn't be dropping off Cool Puppy. But Hold On Coop's just been a good old performer for Anthony Bullock. Say old, he's probably not that old, but he seems like he's been around for a long time. I think he was Johnny on the spot on Tuesday. He was outside the early leaders in Whitford, Mitts and Shantytown Lad. And he just overpowered them into the run to the line.
You got a greyhound for us to follow, Greg?
Well, actually, from that race, I like a little bitch called Whitford Miss. She's a good beginning rail of it. When she gets her own way in a right grade, she's pretty hard to beat and a good dog to follow because she always seems to be big odds.
Whitford Miss, the greyhound to follow for this week. Thanks for your time to begin today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk.
National time in greyhound racing around Australia. The Tasmanian representatives, of course, Buckle Up Wes, unfortunately injured during the final of the Sprint Championship, replaced by Dominator Girl. And in the Distance Championship, it's Painted Dotty, who's already across in Western Australia to race on the in the big final night coming up at Kennington. And talking with us today is trainer Mick Stringer. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Shane.
Now, you must have been delighted with the performance of Painted Dotty in the prelude. She won brilliantly and then she showed plenty of courage in the final.
Yeah, no, really, really happy with her. Yeah, she had to dig deep in the final. She missed the start a bit from 8 and never really got on the track. So the run was full of merit if you look at it in the context of things. She was sort of caught wide for most of the way and toughed it out pretty good.
Yeah, well, the challenges were coming thick and fast at the finish. Pedro's Vineyard was flying and Wild Cindy out wide on the track, but she just popped her head out right on the line for you and got the trip to Western Australia. Now, you took it to New South Wales prior to the series. Mick, what was the plan behind that?
Well, we couldn't get a race down here. I entered her about three times for 700-metre races in Launceston and a 599 through to all down here at Hobart, and we couldn't get a field, so I thought I'd shoot her up there. They seem to be getting a 720 race, grade 5 up there. She's only grade 5 up there Friday, and every Friday or Saturday night, and it worked out okay because she really excelled up there. She sort of had to measured to some extent up there over the 720.
And she won, was it 3 on the trot?
Yeah, she ran third first up, and then she won at Wentworth Park on the Saturday night, and we took her to Richmond, and she hadn't been there, but she won really well, and we brought her back to Wentworth Park, and she won there again on the Saturday night as well. So it was two sort of city wins up there, and it was good.
Now, how far back did you start to plot the course towards this state distance championship?
Oh, she always showed strength. She's very, very clean-winded bitch. And, it's like over the sprint journeys when I first sort of kicked her off, she wouldn't blow a candle out, and she just loves working. And I stepped her up a couple of times there, the 599 and the 580, 600-metre at Launceston, and she won well up in Launceston. And I thought, well, then, this little bitch, she'll definitely get the 700, so we'll have a crack at the distance championship when it comes around.
Well, the plan's worked a treat. Now, she's already over in Western Australia. Any reports back on how she's going?
Yeah, no, she settled in really well. The trip up to Sydney, sort of did her the world of good. She's learnt to travel, and she arrived over there in good fettle. And she's with Linda Britton at the moment, and I'm going over tomorrow just to sort of, see if everything's okay. But she trialled there Monday night, and we give her a look at the track, and she pulled up a treat, and Linda, I asked Linda to give her a good hard hit out today, and I'll have a look at it tomorrow, and we'll see where we go from there. Yeah.
Just apply that last-minute mixed ring of polish when you arrive.
I don't know about that.
Now, how do you rate it with some of the other greyhounds that you've had over the years? Vic, you've had some top notches go around.
Yeah, well, she's probably, she's a nice little bitch, this, like some of the better dogs I've had, she probably wouldn't, get within cooey of them, really. I've had some pretty smart dogs, but she's a good, honest little dog. She gives you her all every time you put her around. That's what I like about her.
She's always giving her best, that's for sure. You've had some success in the past in Western Australia.
Yeah, Top Line Derby, we won the Oaks with her over there. Took her over and sort of same plan, sent her over to Linda, and she trialled her for me. Then I went over and had a look at her and it's sort of the same plan. She won the Oaks for us over there, and then I sent her back a year later, and she won a grade 5 over there in 30-11, which is just, sort of low flying.
Who do you see as the main dangers in the final?
Oh, crikey, Teddy. The other seven, I reckon. We've drawn well in one for sure, but, the Zoya Allen and Sweet It Is, they look like they're outstanding staying bitches. They seem to have the measure of, most other dogs are in Australia at this stage. But, they're definitely the main dangers. But I'm hoping, always go into a race, I sort of don't give up hope. I declare defeat before we get there, You're in it, and you've got to be in it to win it, haven't you?
Absolutely. And one thing you'll know for sure, Mick, she'll give 100%.
Oh, she'll give you everything, yeah. That's a 4-day. She just tries. Out of the last 22 or 3 starts, I think she's only been out of the place once.
She's been a great performer for you, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure Tasmania will be behind you, and, of course, also Dominator Girl, who's going around in the sprint final on Saturday.
The people, the previews and selections in all 3 codes. This is Taz Racing Talk.
Youngstar Classic Final coming up in Hobart on Thursday night in Greyhound Racing action. The tip was all the winners on the card. The rest of the week, Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Well, last week in Hobart, you tipped us the quaddie, paid about $580. It's the top two picks got us through there, so we need another repeat performance this week. What about the first leg?
Shane, I went with number 7, Classic Spence. Been going good of late. I think he's got a very good chance. 7 on top. I put his kennel mate in for 2nd, Gemstone Jack. Now, he's a bit erratic. He can do a few things wrong, but you've got to include him. 6, Springfall. I've alluded to the public over the last few weeks that he's now grinding, and he's certainly doing that at the moment. And 4, Camdale Luke. Might be one of the likely leaders. 7, 5, 6, and 4.
Youngstar Classic finalist race number 6 on the card. Island's Force has come up with the red box, but Star Chamber, pretty impressive last week.
Yeah, Shane, I'm tipping Star Chamber. Look, he went 26 seconds last week, and he was very impressive. The only thing that I tell the listeners is I don't know where he's going to settle off my speed map. He's a desperate railer. He's a very, very promising dog, but I just can't take the short odds that might be on offer. 8 on top. 1 Island's Force because he's drawn very good. I thought his kennel mate Boston Heart went good in the heat, and I put in number 6, Get It Right. Good win last week from box 8. 8, 1, 2 and 6.
In the third leg, Slashers King, great win last week. Can it do it again?
I can't see why it can't do it again, Shane. He can be a little bit tardy out, then zoom. His win was very, very good. I put him on top. I put in number 3, Wee Fire. Now, she's probably the likely leader in the race and has got a good chance. 1, Hannah Bonin because of the draw, and 5, Barnes Bay. 7, 3, 1 and 5.
In the last leg, the last time Mason Pines drew box number 1, it bolted in.
And ran a very, very scintillating time at Launceston. I can't see why he can't repeat the day. So he's been crying out for box 1. 1, Mason Pine. 4, Eyes on Destruction. Can only benefit from the run last week. Got a good chance. 8, High Sierra is very well drawn. And 3, Enfield Flame will be running home. 1, 4, 8 and 3.
Rich Quaddy for Hobart. First leg, 7-5-6-4. Second leg, 8-1-2-6. Third leg, 7-3-1-5. Last leg, 1-4-8-3. Where do we go for a best bet in Hobart?
Shane, on a night that's a very, very difficult program, I went with a little bit of value. Race 4, number 8, Despicable Lee. It's been placed 3 of its 4 runs at Hobart. I don't think box 8 will be a hindrance to it, and there's some chance that it might zoom across. Race 4, number 8, Despicable Lee.
Despicable Lee, the best bet. Launceston on Monday night. Only 8 races on the card. Again, the first leg of the quaddie is race number 5.
Shane, I went with number 4, Snoring Nora. Her run 2nd last week behind Rapidore was very good. She reserves the best form for Launceston. I put her on top. King Nitro, he's got that little hoodoo. He's unplaced 3 for 3 on the track. Just forget he went round last week. He found a lot of trouble. 2, Super Bowl and 5, High Sierra. 4, 3, 2 and 5.
In the second leg, looks as if Blue Tam's well and truly turned the corner.
Turned the corner. Since it joined the Alan Anderson's kennel, it's grown a leg and it's flying. Its win last week in 29.93, considering the best was 29.89. Got to put it on top. 4 on top. 8, Great Taylors has got a nice draw. 1, Bailey's Common will appreciate the red box. And a greyhound that would be massive odds, Shane, called Who That Dude. Now, he looks like his last run was a lot better than what it looked on paper. He's got a chance at big odds. 4, 8, 1 and 2.
Third leg, looks a really tough race on paper.
Shane, I'm telling the listeners to put the field in because I'm going to try and narrow it in 4 and I could be totally wrong here. I went 1, Classic Spence, 3, Lashing Illusion, 4, Oscar Ralph and 5, Barnes Bay. I found it a very hard race. 1, 3, 4 and 5.
And in the last leg, it's a grade 5, and again, looks a tough job for coming up with a winner here.
Yeah, again, Shane, it is quite hard. I'm taking with Enfield Mask. I think it'll appreciate the circle and the 5.15 run home very strongly. 2 on top. 7, Rock Royalty ran a very bold race behind Dark Spider last week for 2nd. 4, Swinging Hammer. Now, it didn't do anything much at Devonport at debut run, but what interested me was there was a good money trail for it throughout the meeting before the race and while the race was about to start. So I've got to respect that. And I put in number 1, Chili Wax, got a chance from the draw. 2, 7, 4 and 1.
Well, Launceston Quaddie in the first league, 4, 3, 2, 5. Second league, 4, 8, 1, 2. Third league, 1, 3, 4, 5. Last league, 2, 7,
four, and one. Where's your best in Launceston?
Go early, Shane. A ground that had ran third at its last appearance, and on face value, I didn't think it had a lot of luck. It was nearly going to zoom to the lead and got checked. How's that, Grace? I think it's a very, very promising pup. Race one, number four. How's that, Grace?
Well, we'd have to go early because there is no late. There are only eight races on the card. Devonport on Tuesday. The first leg of the quaddy is the grade five. Calamac Blaze is back on the track.
Yeah, Shane, he's got a good chance. I'm just going with a fitness runner in Underground. He's been racing in top company at Hobart in recent weeks. I thought his runs have been good. Put him on top. Seven Calamac Blaze is definitely the big query runner, number seven. Two Top Line Tornado went okay last week, and Cosmic Harry. Now that he's won, he might go on with it. 7-2, sorry, I'll start that again. 5, 7, 2, and 3.
There was a second leg, it's a grade four. Major chance it looked to be drawn off the track.
Yeah, Shane, Chinchero was going to lead last week and got decked, and I think from box 80 he was zoomed down the outside lead, and I think he'd be very hard to beat. Orange Boy hasn't been sighted for 6 weeks. He'll go good fresh. He's got a chance. Buddy Good Boy, number one, was very impressive last Tuesday. He's got a chance. And four, Hellier Tangles, got good early speed and will be up there. 8, 7, 1, and 4.
Now, the invitation race, the clash of the day. Your favourite against my favourite, Quick Advance drawing box number one, and your old mate getting box number six, Senor Slammer.
I've jumped in your corner, Shane.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I've gone one Quick Advance only because of the draw. Senor Slammer, he just ran unbelievable splits last week, and if someone told me that he was going to lead, I would have put my house on him. He's a very good dog on the bunny. 6 for 2nd, Senor Slammer. 3rd, I put in number 2, Black Rip, and for 4th, I put in number 8, Flash Innings. 1, 6, 2, and 8.
You're a hard man to please. You've made him a good thing, especially he's run 25-22 and you've jumped off. Typical Richmond supporter. Grade 4 is the last leg. Whitley Rose, the Howard team is flying.
Yeah, going very good, Shane. She's won 2 of her past 3. Box 8 will suit her. I think she's got a great chance. 3 Mighty Serious will be one of the likely leaders and goes good at Devonport. Got a chance. Bit More Lindy's dropping back from an invitation back to a grade 4. She'll be up near the lead. Got a chance. And 1 Nick Nack Norris. If there's a blowout, he's the one. He'll be storming home. 8, 3, 2, and 1.
Devonport Quaddy on Tuesday for the Rick Piccinelli followers, of which there are thousands. In the first leg, 5, 7, 2, and 3. In the second leg, 8, 7, 1, and 4. Third leg, 1, 6, 2, 8. Last leg, 8, 3, 2, and 1. All we need now is a best bet for Devonport to wrap up your tips for the week.
Race 3, number 6, Code Black, Shane. Look, I think there's only 2 possible chances, and I'm working out that Code Black will be in front of Superficial. They're the only 2 chances, in my opinion. Code Black's a very, very nice dog. He'll be in front of Superficial. I think he'll win. Race 3, number 6, Code Black.
Good on you, Rick. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.